Would you please tell me your name?
Ethel LeWarren.
And when were you born?
June the 2nd, 1899.
And where were you born?
In London, England.
London, England. And could we have the same information?
Yes, my name is Beverly Burrell, and I was born at the corner of Portland and McGregor in Burnaby on August the 18th, 1923. I'm her daughter.
When did you come to Burnaby, Mrs. LeWarren?
In 1911.
Can you describe the situation surrounding it?
Well, it was all bush in those days. No, very few roads. And we used to have to come out to Burnaby on the interurban, which ran then every 20 minutes, then as it did years later.
Do you know how your parents came to move to Burnaby? They were in Vancouver before, right?
Yes, they were in Vancouver, and this was a new subdivision that was opening up, and a lot of people came out here then to make their homes.
What were the name of the men that sold all the lots out here?
Well, it was Lively and Bloomer, mm-hmm. was the name of the firm, and they paid $650 for a corner lot, 37.5 feet wide. They were a little larger than the city lots, which were 33, right. And the inside lots were $600.
Was that considered a lot then?
Indeed it was, when the man earned only about 22 cents an hour.
So Liebley and Bloomer were land speculators?
That's right, yes.
This was 1911. Well, I guess there was a boom of that sort of thing.
Yes, there was at that time. It started. The country started to open up.
There was no services.
No, there was no light, no water, no roads, no garbage collection.
And did they have to clear the bush themselves?
Oh, yes, yes. They had to get busy and clear the land before they could get just room enough to put a house up. And that first year, there were a lot of people that just put tents up. They just had a wooden floor and put the tent up, hoping to get a roof on it before winter. But not too many made it and had to live all winter in a tent.
Gosh. How old were you then?
11.
So you can remember that.
Oh, yes, very much so. Yes, I can remember.
There must have been some misery in those tents.
Well, it was pretty cold, and in those days they didn't always have that second piece of canvas over, so when it rained, it just dripped right through.
Mom's job was to get the water.
Well, not entirely, but I was stand over for the water. It was in the ravine just off of McGregor Avenue, and we used to hook our bucket onto a hook and let go of the handle, and it would go down into this little box which filled with the water from the ravine, which in those days, of course, was very pure. And then we'd have to start winding it up and winding it up and carrying it home. And you didn't waste much water in those days either. You know, you did your washing and then you did your bathing, and or the other way around, I should say, and then you watered the garden or washed the floor. You didn't waste any water at all.
How far did you have to carry it from the ravine to your house? About?
Well, no, we had to cross the street and go down a lot and then go away to the ravine. It would be a long way to carry it, say half a block.
Yeah. What other facilities were there in the area then? Were there any shops or churches or anything like that?
No. My parents helped to build the first church in the area, which was the All Saints Anglican Church. The area that was in the subdivision was called Alta Vista, which is Highview, of course. And I used to teach the Sunday school over there. And
there was a corner grocery store, wasn't there? That one at Royal Oak and Clinton?
No, that wasn't. opened then.
Wasn't he?
No, it was later.
So what would you have done for shopping? Where would you have had to go?
Well, there used to be a traveling grocery store.
Ah, how did that work?
And, it worked fine. You just went in, you know, the groceries are on either side as you went in, and you bought from there.
It was a big van?
Oh, yes, a big van. And then afterwards, we used to go to town to shop into Vancouver.
On the interurban?
Yes. And then Mrs. Crompton, I think, had about the first store. And that was at Neville. And
the other one must have been a horse-drawn one, wasn't it? It was in the 1900s. Had to be.
Yeah. I don't remember that. And then the Chinese vegetable man used to come around with their baskets, you know, on the rod over their shoulder.
I can even remember that.
Yeah. And then after then they would get a truck. And so that was, and the fish, the Chinese used to bring the fish around the same way in the baskets.
Where were they growing the vegetables? In Burnaby?
Yes, down on the flats. They were all vegetable gardens down there. All Chinese grown.
That's on the Fraser River flats.
Yes, below Marine Drive.
Wonder if they were the same Chinese that came over for the CPR, do you know?
I doubt it.
Mom used to wheel us up to Royal Oak Station.
Yes, when I went to see my mother in Vancouver, I had an English pram with two small children in and a big dog. Well, didn't put the dog in the pram, of course. And I used to push it up to Royal Oak at the tracks and leave the pram there, and the dog would watch the pram. And I would go in on the interurban to visit my mother.
Golly. Your mother had moved out of Burnaby then?
Yes, she'd moved into town and lived with my grandmother and my uncle.
Oh, okay, maybe we should sort out. When did you get married?
In 1920.
1920. And yes. Where were you living then?
After I married, I lived in an apartment in Vancouver.
Okay.
And then later on, I moved into my mother's house, which to start with had been a little three-roomed shack, you would call it then. You know, one room, two bedrooms, plumbing outside.
This is the one in Burnaby.
Yes, plumbing outside. And then my mother had it moved up to the front of the lot, and the common room became the kitchen. They added on a living room and a bedroom in front. One bedroom became the bathroom, and at the back they added on to the other bedroom, and it had a back porch. And that house is still there, believe it or not.
Exactly where is it?
On the corner of McGregor and Portland.